listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think you get the picture. It is me, Bill Martinez. Welcome back. We're playing, of course, the little Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons because it's the perfect lead-in to our next guest, April Kirkwood, as I'd mentioned to you, has an incredible story that is going to change the way you look at rock bands, and also that April will encourage you to believe that there's always hope. And she has the story. It's her personal story. Quite revealing, and it had to open my eyes wide open, because I have, understood the Jersey Boys and Frankie Valli, not to be anywhere close to a story quite like what April is going to be sharing with us. April Kirkwood, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Perfectly wonderful, and it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, your story now is that you're a well-known relationship expert and public speaker, well-known for her infamous love affair with musician Frankie Valli that started at an early age. And I know our audience is going to be shocked, you know, that it started, your relationship with Frankie started when you were just 8 years old, right?
Correct. I went to see him, and for some reason, I didn't know at the time, there was a connection. And as I grew and grew, we continued to see one another. And at one point, I decided that he was the one I was going to give myself to. And from then on, it was a three-decade relationship on and off between our own personal relationships that we had stayed connected on some level.
Yeah, and your relationship with him, which I guess at that turning point you were about 16 years of age, where now we start getting into a romantic relationship, and at that point, what are we talking about, 20, 25-year age difference?
Yes, he was, I believe, 37. He was born in 34. I was born in 57. You can do the math there. And I went to see him. I had gotten my license, and my parents let me go by myself. It was very near to our home, and he had gone to the Stamp Auditorium in Youngstown for years and years. They felt very comfortable, had known him. I walked in. He untangled my necklaces and walked up to me with that charm, and every Barbie and Ken dream I had ever had became a reality, and it flipped. The relationship flipped. He asked me after the concert to I could sit backstage and then go to the Holiday Inn. And he mentioned the Holiday Inn quite often in their Broadway show and going through Ohio. And from then on, I was very committed to listening to him both as a father and as a romantic interest. And some of the best advice I ever got on some level was from him. And I do always think of him more as a father image. It just became very convoluted for me.
Well, it had to be very confusing for you. I mean, you're 16 years old. Wow, you're still learning life, and you're involved with somebody who's a star and, you know, everything that goes along with stardom and his celebrity. And you're taken up in all this. And, wow, I mean, talk about learning life in the fast lane. How do you do that?
It was, and the sad part about it was it continued. I let go of some very, very wonderful relationships and men who were interested in me because they didn't fit the Frankie Valli mold. I picked up with some very bad rogues that had some of the qualities that fit in my mind, that picture. And I had a little breakdown. I saw Jersey Boys, and I just sobbed through the whole thing, realizing that I was nothing to him, but he had been everything to me. And then I went backwards, and I went deep inside my core, my spirituality. I'd always been raised to believe that God loved me, and I did the work. And that's what's important about this book. And I connected my spiritual needs from a concept of imprinting, where like ducks imprint upon the first thing they see when they're born. There are certain developmental times, all of us, men and women, imprint on what we think love is.
Right.
Frankie was my imprint.
Right. Well, and that's why, you know, God tells us to renew our minds on a daily basis. We were just having this conversation that there is a renewing that needs to take place versus what we experience in life and what God intends for us. And it seems like you went through that process. Now, as we stated here, your romance with Frankie Valli, and I hesitated. I got to tell you, April, part of me hesitated in playing some of the Frankie Valli music. I thought, you know, my heart was out to you to say, I mean, I hope she understands the context. I didn't want to bring up anything here, and it sounds like you've matured to the level where you hold it in perspective, and maybe when you hear a Frankie Valli song, you know, like you say, you probably relate to him and some of the advice and probably hold to some of those good things that relationship gave you and hold on to some of those golden nuggets and some of the advice that he gave you that may be still valid. So it seems to me that you haven't gotten to the point where you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
No, and that's what I want to share with everyone. Even the worst of experiences are here, presented to us to offer us good things. I mean, to me, life has come down to nothing more than the process of returning to love. Mm-hmm. God's love, the love for ourselves. We're all so vulnerable, and yes. We're also, we let ourselves be filled with self-loathing, and that's mm-hmm. not necessary. I don't think God is angry at us. I think he looks down upon us and says, come on, love yourself a little more. See this. Don't go on auto. Don't go to sleep by what the world is selling you.
Exactly.
Don't buy into the cheapness of it all. You're much grander than that. And I even learned after I wrote the book, I renew myself every day, and that's beautiful that you had some insight on that. But I also thought, why did I love him? He represented something that I wanted. I wanted my family to adore me. My family's from meager means, a chicken farm in Midwest Ohio, no money. I wanted to take them to a place where they would admire my life and I could give them, in their eyes, what they saw in me. Mm-hmm. And they loved me. I was the firstborn, and you know how that is. And they loved me. So, I've been such wonderfully filled with love that I think I wanted Frankie Valli to kind of help me identify with that kind of success. But you should never look at somebody else to fulfill what's lacking in yourself. That's why a lot of wealthy women who don't work, I know that I see them all over and they're unhappy because they can't identify themselves with their husband's success. They need that creative torch inside of them. We all do. And we all need to fill that hole to feel content and one with spirit ourselves.
Exactly.
It's a self-job.
Well, for you, as your romance, continued with Frankie Valli, really turned that corner, as we said, at the age of 16, continued on for a couple of decades. Frankie Valli had been married a couple times. He had other relationships and that sort of thing. You know, this had to be, you know, so troubling for you because you have a sense of what real love is all about. And somehow you had hoped that maybe it could be realized in one Frankie Valli. But then you had to come to that, to answer the question if that relationship with him was really real and if you could truly find fulfillment with Frankie Valli.
Right. It was real for me. It was never real for him. I see that. And I sabotaged all the other relationships. It really affected all of my romantic commitments and journey with other relationships and other men in a bad way. Because I still, in the back of my little mind, had that seven-year-old telling me to... It's Frankie, it's Frankie, it's Frankie. You've got to have Frankie. And that was never to be in this lifetime. That was never to be part of my history. I was never going to be Mrs. Valley for whatever reason. It wasn't meant to be. And coming to terms with saying goodbye and rejection is never easy for any of us.
Exactly. Now, have you had any conversation with him since?
No. You know, before I wrote the book, I had made an essay of what the book would be, and I did try to reach out to his booking agents. There were two of them, and I got no response. I tried to find him on Facebook, and I got nothing. I did have a terrible experience. He came back the week the book came, and he played right across the lake from where I live, and I went to see him. Mm-hmm. And you would have thought Hillary Clinton was there. There was so much security around him.
Mm-hmm.
And people said to me, are you the girl with the book? You're not getting close to him.
Wow.
And he could have turned this around to be a healing. I think I reminded him probably in retrospect of one of his daughters, of his children, or of that. And it got twisted for him. I can't speak for him, but we're all humans and we have biological needs and cravings. And I think it could have been really magnificent
exactly.
for him and I.
Well, April, we're out of time. Congratulations on the book, and thank you for sharing.